Telemachus, weighing the challenge closely, answered, O Nestor, son of Neleus, Achaea's pride and glory! What a stroke of revenge that was! All Achaeans will spread Orestes' fame across the world, a song for those to come. If only the gods would arm me in such power, I'd take revenge on the lawless brazen suitors riding roughshod over me, plotting reckless outrage. But for me, the gods have spun out no such joy, for my father or myself. I must bear up, that's all. And the old charioteer replied, Now that you mention it, dear boy, I do recall a mob of suitors, they say, beset your mother there in your own house against your will, and plots your ruin. Tell me, though, do you let yourself be so abused? Or do people round about, stirred up by the prompting of some god, despise you now? Who knows if he will return some day to take revenge on all their violence? Single-handed, perhaps, or with an Argive army at his back? If only the bright-eyed goddess chose to love you just as she lavished care on brave Odysseus, years ago in the land of Troy, where we Achaeans struggled. I've never seen the immortal show so much affection as Pallas openly showed him, standing by your father. If only she'd favor you, tend you with all her heart, many a suitor then would lose all thought of marriage, blotted out forever. Never, your majesty, Telemachus countered gravely. That will never come to pass, I know. What you say dumbfounds me, staggers imagination. Hope as I will, that day will never dawn. Not even if the gods should will it so. Telemachus, Pallas Athena broke in sharply, her eyes afire. What's this nonsense slipping through your teeth? It's light work for a willing god to save a mortal even half the world away. Myself, I'd rather sail through years of trouble and labor home and see that blessed day than hurry home to die at my own hearth like Agamemnon, killed by Aegisthus cunning, by his own wife. But the great leveler death, not even the gods can defend a man, not even one they love, that day when fate takes hold, and lays him out at last. Mentor, wise Telemachus said, distraught as we are for him, let's speak of this no more. My father's return, it's inconceivable now. Long ago the undying gods have sealed his death, his black doom. But now there's another question I would put to Nestor. Nestor excels all men for sense and justice, his knowledge of the world. 3 generations he has ruled, they say, and to my young eyes he seems a deathless god. Nestor, son of Neleus, tell me the whole story. How did the great king Agamemnon meet his death? Where was Menelaus? What fatal trap did he set, that treacherous Aegisthus, to bring down a man far stronger than himself? Was Menelaus gone from Achaean Argos, roving the world somewhere, so the coward found the nerve to kill the king? And old Nestor, the noble charioteer, replied, Gladly, my boy, I'll tell you the story first to last. Right you are. You guess what would have happened if red-haired Menelaus, arriving back from Troy, had found Aegisthus alive in Agamemnon's palace? No barrow piled high on the earth for his dead body. No, the dogs and birds would have feasted on his corpse, sprawled on the plain outside the city gates, and no one, no woman in all Achaea would have wept a moment. Such a monstrous crime the man contrived. But there we were, camped at Troy, battling out the long, hard campaign while he at his ease at home. In the depths of Argos, stallion country, he lays siege to the wife of Agamemnon, luring, enticing her with talk. At first, true, she spurned the idea of such an outrage. Clytemnestra the queen, her will was faithful still. And there was a man once more, a bard close by, to whom Agamemnon, setting sail for Troy, gave strict commands to guard his wife. But then, that day the doom of the gods had bound her to surrender, Aegisthus shipped the bard away to a desert island, marooned him there, sweet prize for the birds of prey, and swept her off to his own house, lover lusting for lover. And many thigh bones he burned on the gods' holy altars, many gifts he hung on the temple walls, gold, brocades, in thanks for a conquest past his maddest hopes.
Thank you.